ourselves. We have to hear that at 8:09 on this Friday, January 15. And Dean Richards has the morning entertainment roundup. How you doing, Dean?
That song always puts a smile on my face on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing.
I don't think you were doing that when you heard it for the 78th time when it first came out.
No, well, that
may
be.
Fun now.
Yeah, in retrospect, you got to have a little distance.
Well, we have some more names that have been added to the inaugural festivities. Who's going to risk it in D.C.?
Yeah, well, this is it's starting to get real now because we told you about Tom Hanks, who's going to be hosting. We told you about Lady Gaga, who's going to be singing the national anthem. Jennifer Lopez was added yesterday. Andrea Hall will do the Pledge of Allegiance. A lady by the name of Amanda Gorman, who is the first ever National Youth Poet Laureate from Los Angeles, will be doing a poem. Father Leo O'Donovan and Reverend Dr. Sylvester Beeman, who are both friends of the Biden family, will be delivering an invocation and benediction. And now we also know that Bruce Springsteen is going to be performing at the inauguration. John Legend will be performing. The Foo Fighters will be performing. Eva Longoria and Kerry Washington all will be part of the that evening primetime special that is going to be going on that day as well. So turning out, lots and lots of stars want to be part of this.
So I'm confused now. What you're reporting, those names added to the virtual celebration, is that it?
Well, some will be, like Lady Gaga, for example, will be singing the national anthem at the actual inaugural. So I presume that she's going to be there, maybe, you know, and distanced. But maybe it is going to be virtual. You know, we don't know how this is all going to work out this time. Most of those other names are going to be on the inaugural special, which will be a primetime special later on that night, all performing. Because I don't even know. I haven't heard if there are going to be the traditional inaugural balls that go on in Washington, D.C., following an inaugural. I would guess that there's not going to be.
Right. I don't see how they could do that. Maybe they'll try to have some sort of gatherings where people can be socially distanced, but we'll see. Meanwhile, Macaulay Culkin is making a political statement, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I guess he is. There's been a call to remove the 10-second cameo scene that Donald Trump makes in the sequel Home Alone Lost in New York that came out in 1992. There's been an online sort of petition campaign to have him digitally removed from the motion picture. And yesterday Macaulay Culkin chimed in and said that he also would support the removal of Donald Trump from the movie. Now, this presumes that people would even want to watch Home Alone 2 again, Lost in New York. I haven't seen it in years, decades, but I remember it being pretty awful. So, I don't know. Maybe they all need to be digitally removed from the movie. Maybe the movie needs to be digitally removed.
Yeah, I never watched Home Alone 2. Usually those twos are not very good.
Right.
Although I have to admit, I saw Airplane 2 recently and was surprised at how good it was. I always avoided it because I thought nobody's going to ever top the first Airplane.
Right.
But Airplane 2 wasn't bad.
I saw the original Airplane recently and laughed my head off.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Airplane 2 recently and laughed my head off. Those are, you know, stupid is timeless. I don't care what you say.
Stupid is timeless. Very good. Well, we got some sad news, and if you watched the documentary on Mr. Rogers, you saw this woman, and Mrs. Rogers passed away, didn't she?
She did. Joanne Rogers was her name, and she, I guess, had been in the hospital the past few days with heart issues, and yesterday afternoon passed away in Pittsburgh, where she and Mr. Rogers lived. They'd been married for over 50 years until Mr. Rogers passed away in 2003. She was a classically trained pianist. She was an advocate for the arts, for public television. And after Mr. Rogers passed away, she continued to run the Mr. Rogers Production Foundation, which worked with children and families who were in need. I was lucky enough to meet her last year when the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Tom Hanks movie, came out. At the premiere of the movie on the red carpet, and had a chance to just briefly talk with her on the red carpet. But what a sweetheart. Here is a little bit of my memory with Joanne Rogers.
Was it ever difficult to be the wife of Mr. Rogers?
No.
All the notoriety and how focused he was and how busy he was.
And you know, I'm an entertainer. Fred didn't want to be an entertainer. I played piano, and I was really used to the fact that he was very well known, and I enjoyed it. And this makes me very happy for him. I couldn't be happy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For all of your
so
time.
So nice to have met
Would
you.
Would it be
today.
Okay if I hugged you?
Oh, you I'm a hugger. You know that.
I am too.
Got a kiss and a hug from Mrs. Rogers.
Was she wearing a sweater?
She was. She's just one of, you know, she's, at the time, I guess she was 91, right?
Wow.
But just as sweet and as warm. Exactly the kind of person you would imagine Mr. Rogers being married to for over 50 years. A really just a lovely, lovely, lovely person.
What are we going to watch this weekend, Dean?
Well, I'm recommending this new movie that's called One Night in Miami. This is the story of something that really did happen back in February of 1964, right after Cassius Clay, as he was called at the time, was a winner over Sonny Liston for the heavyweight championship of the world. He and a group of three of his friends gathered in his hotel room for a celebration. So you had Cassius Clay, you had Malcolm X, you had singer Sam Cooke, and NFL great Jim Brown. And while we don't really know what happened behind these closed doors or what was said, a brilliant screenwriter, brilliant director went to work at recreating what they think might have happened with these four icons once they were out of the public spotlight, away from their public personas and just behind closed doors, being themselves. And it's a very interesting, and it's an early look at the Black Power movement in America, the beginnings of the early days of the Civil Rights movement in America. But the performances here are really, really outstanding. One that is getting a lot of Oscar buzz is Kingsley Ben-Adir. He's a young actor who plays Malcolm X in the movie. Aldous Hodge has been in lots of TV shows and movies. He plays Jim Brown. Leslie Odom Jr. starred in the original Broadway production of Hamilton. He plays Sam Cooke. And Eli Gorey plays Cassius Clay in this film. And they're all just absolutely great. Oscar winner Regina King, who we know from If Beale Street Could Talk, but also as a little girl, she was on the TV show 227 as little Brenda Jenkins. She is the director of this movie and does a terrific job. I gave it a Dean's List B+. That one is streaming on Amazon Prime this weekend. It's also an action movie, if that's more to your liking. Marvel's Falcon, Anthony Mackie, stars in this movie. He's sort of a human-like android. It's kind of a super soldier, a RoboCop kind of soldier, who teams up with a young drone pilot, and they're seeking out nuclear weapons in Eastern Europe. It's an action movie. It's a popcorn movie. Lots of great effects and shooting and fighting and not really all that much more than that. It's fine. You know, it is what it is. It's a Dean's List C, and that one is on Netflix. There's also an animated series that begins this weekend. But this one is for adults. This one is not necessarily for the kids. It is from the makers of The Simpsons. It's called Disenchantment Park 3. It's about a princess, elf, and demon who encounter ogres, mermaids, and walruses in their many adventures. That one is also on Netflix. Bob, I think you're going to like this Disney Plus series. Were you ever able to get the Disney Plus hooked up at your house?
Yes, because my stepson showed me how to do it, and he set it all up for me.
Ah, that's why we need young people in this world to help us old people set up our streaming platforms. On Disney Plus, there's a new series that's called WandaVision. That is from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's a mixture of Marvel and classic TV sitcoms. It's this super-powered couple that are living in the suburbs of America. And it's shot and is very reminiscent of some of the most familiar sitcoms that you will ever see, that you ever saw back in the day. It's a little weird, but it's a little entertaining at the same time. It's called WandaVision. Elizabeth Olsen, Paul Bettany are the stars. And again, that's on Disney Plus. Also, I wanted to bring this to your attention also, that starting this weekend, you can watch many of the classic Universal horror films from the 1930s, which I would argue are some of the greatest horror films of all time. The original Dracula, The Mummy, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, The Invisible Man, Wolfman, and the classic Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, that's the best.
These are all running on YouTube's Fear the Home of Horror channel for free starting today, all this weekend.
Fear the Home of Horror?
Fear the Home of Horror channel on YouTube. I think if you just probably, you know, run a search on Google, it'll take you to the right place for that. But I was watching some of the original Dracula and Frankenstein yesterday. Fantastic movies. Brilliantly shot. Attention to detail. Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. Nothing better. And then I watched a little Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein also, just for fun.
That's the antidote to politics. I think Channel 9 should bring back Creature Features. And I know the perfect host, Dean.
Hey, let's do it. I'm ready. I wonder if we could get rights to those movies. People ask all the time, why don't we bring back family classics? And we would like that. But the rights to all of those classical movies have all been swallowed up by cable channels and streaming services now. Mm-hmm. So for us to be able to get rights to broadcast those movies now don't exist the way they did back in the Frasier Thomas and Roy Leonard days, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm in charge of the station till 9, so if we can get together
you can
in
make
the next
a
half
deal.
Hour,
yeah,
I'll work it out.
Make a deal with somebody. I'm happy to host.
Have a good weekend.
See you, Bob.